thinking that Longleaf won't line up in the Golden Rose, that it'll be saved for the Caulfield Guineas prelude on Sunday week. Couple of the other features, the race six is the Golden Pendant, a Group 2 race over the 1,400 metres for fillies and mares. It's a field of 11. Prompt Response comes back, barrier 9. Daisy Doom 3. Dixie Blossom 6. Invincibella runs here, barrier 10. Champagne Cuddles inside 1. Eckstein 5. Princess Posh on the back up from the Tibby is drawn 2. Noir 7. Magic Alibi 11. Shamook 8. And Insensata has drawn barrier 4. So that's the Golden Pendant. The Shannon Stakes, race 5 at 2:35. Tally has drawn 3 of 7. Beatsome 5. Cabeza de Vaca 4. Kingsguard 2. Noir's been duly accepted. It's also in this race drawing 6. Young Star 1. And All Too High Ying has drawn 7. So Noir in the Shannon has drawn 6. And in the Golden Pendant has drawn barrier 7. And the Gloaming is race 3 over the 1,800 metres. A field of 6. Tarka's drawn 1. Yurikanji 4. Thinkin' Big 5. Tabby Run 2. All Things 6. And Panzer Frust has drawn barrier 3 for Paul Massara. So they're the main races on Saturday. The track at the moment's a good 4 with the weather fine and warm today. The rail at the 3-metre mark at Rosehill on Saturday. And as I say, a little while later when we've got a few minutes, when Caulfield Fields are out for Saturday, we'll bring them to you, particularly around the naturalism who makes that final field. That's it for our news hour. Now, just before, I wanted to mention again what Graham Hinton passed on to us earlier today relevant to the Kosciuszko. By 4 p.m. today, there has to be two parties that come forward that have bought Kosciuszko tickets from the Union Hotel here in North Sydney on September 5 or the Mascot Tab Agency by August 13. If you've bought tickets on either of those days, go away and check your numbers with numbers that are on the Racing NSW website. Overnight, a person came forward from the Canterbury Hotel to gain their slot. They were very surprised late yesterday when they went into the Canterbury Hotel, and there was a notice up on the board, Graham was telling us, and he thought, gee, I was in the Canterbury on that day. So he wandered home and he opened up his drawer and got the tickets out, and there he was with his number. And suddenly he's a slot owner in the Kosciuszko. So well done to you, sir. But if you bought tickets at the Union Hotel, North Sydney on September 5 or the Mascot Tab Agency on August 13, check your numbers and you can ring 0447 947 225 if you're a prospective owner of one of those tickets. 0447 947 225. You've got to do it, though, by 4 p.m. today. If none of those parties come forward by that time, there will be a redraw for those two slots. After the news break, we'll have Sean, we'll have Paul Joyce, we'll have Ray Thomas and all the tab markets for Warwick Farm today.
Good morning, Madison Clare Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. A three-year-old Sydney boy is in a critical condition this morning after being hit by a car. The child was taken to the Children's Hospital in Westmead last night after being hit just after 6 p.m. in Regent's Park. The Western Australian Government has followed Queensland in offering a $100,000 reward for information on the strawberry tampering epidemic, as the New South Wales Police now investigate the discovery of needles in an apple and also a banana. AFL preliminary finals are the hottest in the country, with both games selling out within 30 minutes. A fierce online bidding war for the finals tickets reached $90,000 last night, but was pulled down by eBay. Another pair of prelim tickets were also listed at $20,000, more than 200 times the original maximum selling price advertised on Ticketek. And Sydney will be getting an early taste of summer today, with temperatures set to jump to 28 degrees. Making headlines in sport, Cronulla's Luke Lewis and Josh Dugan look set to be fit to face Melbourne in Friday night's NRL preliminary final, but Paul Gallen is still racing the clock. South Sydney's Sam Burgess says he's hopeful that the truth will come out as the NRL investigates that sexting scandal that's overshadowed South Sydney's finals campaign. In Champions League, Liverpool beat PSG 3-2 in their Group C match this morning, while Lionel Messi scored a stunning hat-trick as Barcelona downed PSV Eindhoven 4-0. And Inter Milan stunned Tottenham, celebrating their return to the Champions League with a dramatic 2-1 Group B win. And finishing off with some tennis news, Ash Barty has beaten doubles partner Coco Vandeweghe in the opening round of the Pan Pacific Open in Tokyo. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio takes you to the Northern Rivers Thursday for more Country Cups action. The $60,000 Cup, along with the $30,000 Sprint, takes centre stage at Lismore. Thursday at 10, catch Gary Cleese's Lismore Tip on Sky Sports Radio.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Storms to the lead, Fancy the Races a second, and down the outside it's Get Off the Couch. A last dash by What Shall I Wear, and here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins by nose.
Escape to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theraces.com.au.
Play for Purpose is Australia's newest charity lottery that gives you the chance to win awesome prizes while supporting your favourite cause. There's a massive $1 million prize pool and over 11,000 prizes on offer, including $500,000 worth of gold bullion, luxury car packages, round-the-world holidays and much more. With $15 from every ticket going to the cause you choose, it's never been so rewarding to make a difference. Grab your tickets today at playforpurpose.com.au.
Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. 9 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Big day racing today. Warwick Farm. Mark Jones is there, going to tell us all about what's happening. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Sean.
What sort of a day have you got?
Hey, look, it's going to be a lovely day. We're looking at around about 28 degrees, so the sun's out, and it's a really nice day.
All right. Now, how have you rated the track officially?
Yeah, we're currently a good 4 with a penetrometer of 4.74.
All right. Now, have you had any rain at all of late, much?
Look, not in the last 7 days, but if we go back a couple of weeks, we did get some good rainfall. I think we had around about 60-odd mils over, you know, 4 or 5 day period, which has really done us a world of good. So, so we've had irrigated the last couple of days just to sort of keep a bit of moisture in the top leaf.
And how's the grass going at the moment? With a bit of warmth around, starting to kick on?
Yeah, you're looking to see it's starting to move now. It's greened up and all the kikiris are starting to fire. So, you know, it's really, you know, really good to see.
Kikiri, once that gets going, that's the one, Mark, isn't it? Strike me. You can't stop it.
Yeah, that's what you want. Yeah, you want that kikiri running and, you know, nice cover of grass. And looking forward to a nice spring and, obviously a hot summer.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Mark. Good luck there today.
Thanks, Sean.
Mark Jones, the track manager, Warwick Farm. Ray Thomas with us. Good morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Interesting meeting at Warwick Farm today, Sean. A couple of horses from the Team Snowden stable I'm really keen on, so let's hope we can find a winner or two.
All right, and Paul Joyce, morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Ray. Good morning to all the punters. Yeah, definitely looking at a couple of Snowden runners today, probably key runners, Chris Waller, of course, with a big hand at Warwick Farm, and we're on a good track and a beautiful day, so it'd be a great afternoon to back a few winners, Sean.
Well, right now, the first interesting, only two of them have raced, and there's been very little movement in the market this morning. On fixed odds, €1 say steady at $9.50, 2-4 to Occasion at $4, 3 Golden Shoulder $5.50, 4 Host Win Supreme $4.20, and 5 Stardome the favourite at $2.30 on fixed odds.
Look, Stardome's interesting runner, speed map wise. He showed good pace in a recent trial win, even though he's a Savabeel kicking off his career this afternoon. So he'll be up there somewhere, I think. Post Win Supreme shown pace, Fortification, Euro Say, they've all got a bit of speed as well. So small field, but not an easy one to map, right?
Yeah, it's not, Paul. I take your point, Reed Stardome, your Savabeel colt out of a Pentire mare. He did show good speed in that Warwick Farm trial win, and he's entitled to favouritism. But, Paul, I'm leaning towards the 3 Golden Shoulder. Look, I thought his second Gosford trial effort, he showed significant improvement from his first trial at Newcastle. What I liked most about that Gosford trial was when he bounced up in the straight, he started to really motor late, and Grant Buckley took hold of him on the line. He could have easily won that trial. and won it by a margin. Just the way he finished off late really impressed me. Small field today is very suitable for this colt because he'll probably settle off the speed. He'll be stalking those leaders, and I just think he's one to follow. I like the way he hit the line in that Gosford trial. I've got three Golden Shoulder on top from the five-star dome. As Paul pointed out, did everything right in that trial. Showed good speed, won it impressively. Only had one trial going into this, but he looks a likely type going forward. Hugh Bowman to ride. The two fortification resuming here. We've beaten on debut at Kembla back in April, but did impress in a recent Warwick Farm trial. Again, another horse who closed off very nicely late fortification. He'll be hitting the line hard. And the four host wins supreme did show very good speed to win its recent Rose Hill trial, and I dare say he'll probably try and lead, although he's drawn outside Star Dame. Tricky little race for first, Paul. I've left out the top weight Euro Say, who's been placed in its last three in the bush. Three Golden Shoulder on top from 5, 2 and 4.
Yeah, even though there's only five runners, Ray, you could make the case even for the rank outside of Euro Say. So, look, I've gone 5, 2, 3, 4. I've gone with Star Dome. I like his trial. It's only the one trial, so a bit unusual for Chris Waller to send him straight to the races, but he must be happy with him and think that he can get away with this race. He scratched him from Kembla yesterday as well. So there's a little bit of a lead there for Star Dome. The booking of Hughie Bowman, of course, always is a positive one. Number two, Fortification. Thought he trialled well at Warwick Farm. He's only had the one start, was caught wide. The three Golden Shoulder, raised top pick. No surprise if he storms home and knocks these over. He should be close enough on the turn to do that, and I did like that Gosford trial. And the four host wins supreme. Well, he's a Zoo Star colt. Love to have a Zoo Star in your stable, and his last trial win was impressive. Even though he's got this raft of gear changes, even though it's only his first start. So he's had a fair few trials, and I think Gary Moore has got him as ready as he can now to go to the races and try and win one. 5, 2, 3 and 4, a race of five, live chances.
Right, race two, now one Rainy Eight, open 250, it's now 240, two Matawi, 550 and steady, three Colding, it's six and steady, four Nordic Lover, 41 out to 51, five Live for the Moment, $101, six Nikita Jane, open 480 into 420 and now 380, seven out, eight Bring the Magic is $7 out to 750, nine Select Royal, 31 to 34, 10 out, 11 to the Dini, $11 and steady. Favourite here at 240, the toppy, Rainy A, and been steady all day.
Yeah, steady all day, Sean, and a bit of a move there for Nikita Jane by the sounds of things, number six. So speed-wise, Rainy A is the interesting runner. He's got the blinkers going on first time he's drawn wide, so I think he'll go forward and put himself right in the race. Then you've got Matawi, Colding not far away, Nordic Lover perhaps not far off them either, but I think Rainy A may get across okay here, Ray.
I do like him, Paul, and that was the only little query I had, was the barrier. I hope they are aggressive and put him in the contest. He sort of settled on speed in all or in three of his starts so far. Didn't have the best of luck at Randwick last start when he was beaten less than two lengths into third behind Regine, but placed in all three runs. He's had two runs back from the spell. He's rock hard fit. The Warwick Farm 1400 metres, Paul, I don't think holds any fears for him, and I think this is his chance to break through the one Rainier. The danger, I'm not surprised, has been money for the six Nikita Jane, because she made a super effort on debut at the Kenzo track and got squeezed out at the start that day in an 11-horse field, went back to a clear last, was still a clear last into the straight, and she's flown home down the outside. We've beaten a half length by a handy typing Brilliant Choice. It was a super debut from a lovely filly by So You Think, staying at 1,400 metres, but I think she's a nice type inside gate. Provided she jumps, she should settle handier. She won't be too far away. I'm giving 8 Bring the Magic another chance. She didn't have much luck at Canterbury last start, Paul, when she was held up in behind runners for most of the straight in the race won by a pair of teeth. At a previous start, on debut in a field of three, she was really competitive against Miss Fabulous and Rainey, and hasn't the form from that race held up. So give Bring the Magic another chance here. And the two, Matawi, he's had a few chances too, but he boxed on okay in that Brilliant Choice race. Nikita Jane came from behind and ran past him late, but he's a horse who certainly can improve with race experience. The one Rainier on top, just need a touch of luck from that awkward gate pull, but the 1,400 metre start at Warwick Farm gives James McDonald plenty of time to slide across on the top weight, one Rainier. I've got him on top from 6, 8 and 2.
Yeah, I'm 1, 6, 3, 11. I'm with you, Ray. I think look, I don't think the outside gate will be too much of an issue looking at the map. Blinkers first time. you know, probably a horse when they started this prep, they would have almost thought Golden Rose with him, but here he is still trying to knock off his maiden, and they found a race he should do that today. Look, he's second to Miss Fabulous 2 starts ago, beating a length and a quarter. How good does that form look now? And then last start, caught 3 wide with the rail right out 10 metres there at Randwick. So he's covered a stack of ground in that race and still held on for third. I just want to see him come out and do it today, and he should do that. Number 6, Nikita Jane, her issue's just at the gates. You know, she missed the start of her trial. She found us trouble on debut. Barrier 1 today, if she can settle 3 or 4 lengths off Ranier, I think she's a chance to knock him over. But if she's 6 or 7 lengths off, she'll probably rattle home and run another good placing. Number 3 for third, a Colding. I've always liked this Ocean Park colt. He trialled really well. He's had 2 goes at the races now. He hasn't been far off. Barrier 3, Corey Brown, gets all the favours. And I thought number 11, Zenadini. Maybe I'm going off a run too early for her, but she caught my eye in a recent trial at Randwick. And I wouldn't be surprised if she really improves under race conditions today. 1, 6, 3 and 11 in race 2.
All right, we go to the third. Now, 1 and 2 are out, 3 Coco Diablo, and it's currently sitting at $3.70, and it's coming from $5.50 this morning, so a bit of money for it. Andrew Giorgio joins us. How are you, Andrew?
Very well, thank you, Cozzy.
You can come off the bench and do them for the third on.
Okay, will do. Well, we've got Coco Diablo at $3.70, Glamour Factor at 15s, Lady Lucienne, 41, Not a Zinzan, 26, Repute, 12, Show Some Leg, $4.60, Unguarded, $4.80, and the $2.80 favourite right down the bottom is Voila. Well, boys, this has been a very good betting race because they came for Show Some Leg early on. $9.50 into as low as $4.20, now out to $4.60, but the move today has been for Coco Diablo. $5.50 best price, now $3.70.
Yeah, welcome aboard, Andrew, with a super sub. And look, speed-wise here, Coco Diablo, from what we've seen on the synthetic, has the speed to lead them. And with a couple of scratchings like Adamina and Amblee, the pace has come out of the race. So I'm looking now at Lady Lucienne, perhaps a Glamour Factor not far away, but I can see why the move has come for Coco Diablo, Ray. She may now get an uncontested lead.
Yeah, even Show Some Leg, Paul, might go forward on its trials.
Yeah, definitely up there, Ray. Yeah, I've missed her on that map, but she should definitely be up there.
That's okay. But Paul, Voila led last start of a Kenzo, which was a bit of a surprise from the inside gate. She's again drawn the inside today, but as Paul suggested, a couple of those horses will cross and lead her. She's going to get the lovely run this time. I thought she was terrific for when resuming there at the Kenzo on September 5. A horse called Tough Larry lived up to his name and just edged her out on the line, but it was a really good, solid comeback effort against the boys. Here she is back against the fillies here at level weights, drawn the inside gate. Hugh Bowman jumps on board, gets run of the race stuff, tucked in behind the leaders. The 12 Voila, very hard to beat. Show Some Leg, did show that at a Randwick trial on the 28th. It was off and gone on the turn, won its trial by 6 lengths. Trainers Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott have given this filly another trial at Wyong, where it was interesting, they held her together the whole way. She was cantering in that Wyong trial, just edged out by Miss Cock and Arcus, but could have won it easy. Looks a natural runner. She'll take some beating here. The 11 Unguarded, Richard Friedman thought enough of this filly to run her in the Group 2 Furious Stakes earlier this month. Look, she was relatively competitive. She finished 8th of 12, Paul, but I thought she boxed on okay in the straight. Back to midweek grade, a huge drop in grade. She'll run well here. And the money horse, as Andrew suggested, Coco Diablo, from the Lindsay Park stables of David Hayes, Ben Hayes and Tom Dabney. 2 starts, 2 second placings. Good on-speed filly. Should run well here around Warwick Farm. I just thought 12 Voila gets run of the race stuff here, Paul. If she runs up to her comeback effort earlier this month, she'll be very hard to beat in the third. 12 on top from 10, 11 and 3.
On the exact same rate, 12, 10, 11, 3. And the reasoning's pretty much the same. Voila, Barrier 1 should get the box seat. I reckon that form will hold up through the Tough Larry race. We'll find out today. The 10 shows some leg. Yeah, I did leave her out of that speed map. She should have been right up there going off her trials, in particular that trial 2 back. So she'll be up there putting a bit of pressure on Coco Diablo, which is a good thing. 11 Unguarded, she'll sit off the speed but close off. 5.5 lengths off them in the Furious. That looks good enough form for a set weights maiden, you would expect. And 3 Coco Diablo, the big query for me is synthetic onto turf. it's a formula that doesn't work too often. So the punters that are going that way, they may know something more about what she's been doing at home or on jump outs or anything like that. But off synthetic form, it's always a little bit risky. 12, 10, 11 and 3 for me in the third.
The fourth punter, 1 Dalmatia Prince, 5 Tamarack and 12 Mohican.
Yeah, White Boots is at $7.50. Cormac, $5.50. High Bridge, the very popular $1.80 favourite. Keep Up, $6.50. Iron Duke, $12. You can have 34s for both Another Snappy and Take Wing. Flagpoles is at $18. And Lama Hilton is a $16 chance. Well, as I say, boys, a High Bridge, very popular with our customers. $2.30 earlier this morning into $1.80. And in terms of the overall hold, is responsible for three quarters of the total investment.
Yeah, it's an interesting runner, that one, High Bridge. Probably get back in the run on my map. He came from last to win at Canterbury at his first Aussie run. The speed horses here, Another Snappy likes the lead, Iron Duke likes the lead, and White Boots generally settles in the first couple. So there you're three on paces, Ray, and around the 2200, I think that'll keep the pressure right on.
Which should suit the favourite High Bridge. Look, I know she's pretty, well, he's pretty short, isn't he, Paul, now, about the $1.80, as Andrew mentioned, but at his Australian debut, that was a very impressive effort over 1,900 metres at Canterbury. He had to make a long, sustained run that day, but the further that race went, the stronger he got, and he powered through the line to win dominantly in the end. His trainer, Chris Wallace, he'd been talking cups after the race. He's got, obviously got a high opinion of High Bridge, who's a horse who's come from Europe with hurdle form. But one thing he can do, Paul, is he can stay. So if that tempo is right, as you suggested, I should roll along here. That'll certainly suit him. And getting up to 2,200 metres, absolutely no issue for the four High Bridge. As I said, he's short enough, but he does look the one to beat. The two White Boots, I think he's a tough little horse, this bloke. Paul, he's from the Kim Moore stable. 8 starts, 5 wins, 2 placings. Very honest, very consistent racehorse. Puts himself on speed. He was really game the Tuncurry Cup last start under 60.5. He started kicking back towards the line. Was beaten narrowly in third spot behind Lama Hilton. He won at Canterbury prior to that. As Paul said, he'll be up on the speed. He'll be thereabouts all the way. He'll run you a race again, White Boots. Iron Duke, very promising type. His last two wins have been highly impressive, winning by huge margins at Newcastle. This is obviously a step up in grade, but he's a progressive stayer. And impossible not Cormac's form. He's won his last two well. He's racing in top form. He should be hard to beat again. 4 High Bridge, looks the horse to beat for mine in race 4, though, Paul. 4, 2, 7, and 3.
Yeah, I'm going 4, 3, 2, and 6. I'm with you, Ray. I can't see how they can beat High Bridge here on what we saw at Canterbury at his first Australian start. He was last around the tight track there. They went quickly, but he had 11-horse field. He had a lot of work to do, and he did it so easily. He won by length and a quarter east down through the line. So most impressive. The horse that ran second there, Scratches, he came out last Wednesday and was a certainty beaten. So the form around him stacking up as well. And the step to 2,200 on a bigger track like Warwick Farm will only suit better. Stablemate 3, Cormac, has a bit of form here at the farm, aiming for a hat-trick. Number 2, White Boots. She's tough as boots, that's for sure. He was drew 13 of 13 in the Tuncurry Cup, yet he was only beaten in a three-way photo, so he's going really well. And the 6, Keeper, he's my roughie here, locally trained and stepping up to the 2,200 finally into this campaign. 4, 3, 2 and 6.
Right, at race 5, no scratchings.
$14 for Oh So Hazy. Ridicule, $4.60. Copite, $81. Little Red Shoes, $21. Ellie's Encore, $16. Velocita, $7. Blowing Kisses, $21. Invictum Domina, $26. Zinzan and Elsie at $60s. Moccasin Miss, $11. Al Nas at $13. Gen Rules, the $2.80 favourite. And Dolly's Due is a $7 chance. Well, very good support in this race for the favourite Gen Rules. Boys are currently at $2.80 after being $3.20 this morning, $4.40 when our traders initially went up. And very similar hold to what High Bridge is holding in race 4, where roughly three quarters of the total investment does sit with Gen Rules.
Yeah, solid speed in this race expected. Oh So Hazy, she likes to get up there on pace. She's drawn out. She'll have to go forward. Ellie's Encore was slow away the other day at Canterbury, but usually she's in the first two or three. Number 8 in Victim Demeanor maybe goes forward as well, as she was another one that was surprisingly out the back there first up. And Little Red Shoes not far off. The well-backed Gen Rules, number 12, looks to get a lovely run just in behind that speed.
That's music to my ears, Paul, because I'm really keen on Gen Rules. She's a filly. I think she has got a big future. She only had the one start. I know she scrambled home that day at Canterbury, but it was a heavy track. She ran down Mitzi. Mitzi's since been stakes place, has good form out of that. Her recent Rose Hill trial, she was absolutely bolting, finishing a close third to Andaz. Redoute Choice filly in the right stable with Team Snowden, highly promising. And if Paul's right, she does get run-of-the-race stuff. I think the 12 Gen Rules will finish home too strongly for these. I think she's a filly with a big future. The danger is too Ridicule. At last preparation, she jumped out of the ground second up and won by a margin at Canterbury. Her first up effort was sound. She's run third, although she had every chance, but the race was won by Smart Melody, so that form has certainly stood up since Smart Melody winning a stakes race at Flemington last Saturday. As I said, Ridicule does seem to jump out of the ground second up. She'll run a race here from that good barrier. The 6 Velocitar resuming here, but very handy mare, and she usually comes to hand quickly in her preparation. She won at Rose Hill back in April first up in a dominant style, so watch for her to sprint well fresh. And the top weight, Oh So Hazy, talented sprinting mare. She'll be up on the speed in this for a long way. Warwick Farm suits her racing pattern, but I think 12 Gen Rules is pretty promising, Paul. I'll stick with her in the 5th. 12, 2, 6 and 1.
Yeah, I'm very keen on the 12. I'm 12 to 11, 6. I've got a big opinion of this filly. Redoute Choice, trained by Snowden, obviously won on debut, which is a form race I thought at the time would be a really strong form race. It hasn't really developed like I thought it would, but Mizzy does rank that form as race 13 stakes placed out of that race. And then she's had the trial at Rose Hill behind Andaz and Miss Invincible, which I love. So she made up 3 or 4 lengths under her own steam there. So I think she'll be too good for these, although number 2 Ridicule is a genuine threat because she's had the 7 starts for 2 wins and 3 placing. The only 2 times she's missed a place was in either a Group 3 or a listed race, and she's got form behind the likes of Lost Trip and Assimilate. So I think she's got to be respected off the good gate here. And then we've got a gap to number 11, Al Nath. I think she can improve with the Blinkers first time. She's a very consistent mare. And I think if the Blinkers find her an extra length or two, she'll be right on their heel. And number 6, Velocitar, maybe just needs the run today. She's only had the one trial, but she'll be hitting the line hard late. So 12, 2, 11 and 6.
And Gen Rules, owned by Neil Werrett and Max Whitby. And I'm just wondering whether Max, she may have been named after Max's wife, Jen. So good luck today, Max.
Definitely was she.
Gen Rules. Yeah, wonderful. Now, the 6th, we put out 6 Archie Barbar, number 12, The House, 13, I'm a Jet, and 15, Kangaroo.
Yeah, $10 for Super X. Esperance is $3.40. Raffa's Choice, $34. Military Machine, $21. Chalk, $15. In and Up, $17. Up Trumps, $15. Chabrit, the $2.70 favourite. Sanglier, $11. Sausalito, $19. Our Dasher, $9.50. And the one right down the bottom there, Oscar's Choice, where you can have $81 about it. And a very similar story here in race 6, boys, as we've seen in races 4 and 5, where the favourite has been very well supported. And I speak of Chabrit, currently at $2.70, after being as much as $3.50 in the early stages of betting.
Yeah, well, Charbreda were responsible for the speed in the race, at least some of it, because he's a very quick galloper and he's drawn sort of middle of the pack here. So I've got him pressing on. Super X is drawn right outside him, and I think they'll come across together. And the 14-hour Dasher, she'll probably have to slide across outside of both of those. Kicking up from the inside will be Raffa's Choice, and perhaps to a lesser extent Military Machine. So there's the speed in the race. It maps okay if you're a Chabrit fan.
Yeah, which I am, Paul. Gee, I've got an opinion of this colt. Look, I know it was on a 900-metre maiden at Newcastle that he won first up.